I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 12th. Summer warmth and humidity are making a comeback this week with a new heat wave. An excessive heat warning is in effect for most of southern New England. Heat index values could top 105. Extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illness, particularly for those who have to be outside. You're advised to drink plenty of fluids, avoid staying in the sun, find a cool spot, and stay indoors in air conditioning whenever possible. The oppressive heat does look to break over the weekend as a cold front passes through later in the day on Saturday, bringing cooler and drier weather for Sunday. Gunshots were fired on Fairfield Street in Boston's Back Bay last night. Boston police say they responded to reports of gunshots at 7:44 p.m. near where Fairfield Street intersects with Boylston and Newbury Streets. Police also said no arrests have been made and they are actively investigating. Some windows were blown out by the gunfire. According to Twitter, multiple vehicles and the windows of Fidelity Investments were shot out. A proposal for a new billboard in West Quincy has been withdrawn. The Flatley Company of Braintree withdrew their plans for the 35-foot lighted digital billboard at the Crown Colony Office Park in the face of opposition from Quincy and Braintree officials and residents. Flatley wanted to replace an existing billboard with a new digital lighted billboard, but opponents argued that the lights would be intrusive to homes in the Common Street area of Braintree and could lead to crashes at the busy Route 3 split due to driver distraction. Quincy also argued that an ordinance prohibits billboards in the city. Flatley initially said that the state could approve the billboard and said the billboard would not be intrusive. However, they have withdrawn their request from the Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals and would have to come up with a new proposal if they were to try again. The Quincy City Council will hold a special meeting Monday night to get the city ready for the upcoming municipal elections. Councilors will vote on early voting and will also vote on the polling places. Early voting for the September 14th preliminary election will be held August 30th through September 10th at Quincy City Hall from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. And early voting for the November 2nd final election will also be at City Hall October 18th through the 29th, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. There will also be mail-in voting available. There will be no change in polling places for this year's elections. However, City Clerk Nicole Crispo expects to add 5 new voting precincts for next year's state elections. The City Council will meet remotely Monday at 5:30. The turtles in Butler's Pond in Quincy will be removed before a dredging project begins. The Department of Natural Resources says the turtles will be removed and taken to the New England Wildlife Center in South Weymouth to be cared for until the dredging project is completed. The turtles will all be documented and then returned to Butler's Pond once the dredging is completed. The New England Herpetological Society is teaming up with the Friends of Butler's Pond to trap the turtles in hoop traps that are similar to large lobster traps. Sardines will be used to entice the turtles into the traps. From August 19th through the 23rd, the dredging will take place where 3,900 cubic yards of sediment will be removed and a gravel stormwater treatment wetlands will be installed to improve water quality and stormwater management at Butler's Pond. A community education event about this project will be held at Butler's Pond on Saturday, August 21st at 10:30 a.m. with Quincy environmental scientist Julie Sullivan. The City Council approved the $1.4 million project back in April. State Street Corporation, which is headquartered in Boston, is now requiring all U.S. employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 before they return to in-person work. All of the company's U.S. locations will require employees to be fully vaccinated by September 13th before entering a State Street building, including the one in Quincy. As of yesterday, they are one of the first major Boston-based employers outside of the healthcare and education realm to mandate vaccinations against COVID-19. The company is planning for a return to the office in September on a hybrid model, but says they're still monitoring the impact of the COVID Delta variant. TJX said it will require all employees to be vaccinated by November 1st. Both companies said they will make exemptions for medical or religious reasons. A Massachusetts hospital is postponing some elective surgeries that require an inpatient surgical bed, as it says it grapples with a surge in patients over the past few weeks. Newton Wellesley Hospital's emergency department has been experiencing a significant sustained surge in patients over the past several weeks, according to a statement. The hospital is at full capacity. The volume of patients seeking care at the emergency department often exceeds the number of patient rooms that are available for those needing admission to the hospital. The hospital said the surge was due to a combination of factors and not related specifically to a sharp rise in COVID-19 or Delta variant cases. The hospital said its surge plan involves examining all scheduled surgical cases. It said surgeries involving urgent conditions, emergency situations, and cancers will not be postponed. The MBTA is getting nearly $860 million in federal coronavirus relief funds to help maintain services and jobs as the pandemic drags on. The funding for the Boston Area Public Transit System is part of more than $30 billion for public transportation included in the American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law by President Biden back in March. The T will use the funds, along with previous relief funds, to balance its operating budgets into the beginning of the 2024 fiscal year. Ridership on public transit systems across the nation have plummeted during the pandemic, as people either lost their jobs or asked to work from home. The community of Marshfield came together to honor the life of an 8-year-old boy who died of cancer. Hundreds of people lined the streets as dozens of police cruisers and motorcycles from Marshfield and other communities honored Danny Sheehan with a procession after his wake. Danny died last Sunday, more than 4.5 years after he was diagnosed with pineoblastoma, a rare and aggressive form of brain cancer. Visiting hours were held at St. Christine's Catholic Church in Marshfield yesterday. Last night, police began a farewell escort from the church to the McDonald's funeral home for Danny, who was sworn in as an honorary Marshfield police officer in July of last year at the age of 6. Those who attended the wake and lined the streets for the escort were encouraged to wear bright colors because Danny favored sunshine and rainbows. In addition to being an honorary officer, Danny was a big fan of Aquaman, and his love of the superhero captured the attention of a Hollywood star. While taking holiday pictures last November, photographer Corey Taylor surprised Danny with an Aquaman action figure and got an amazing reaction. His reaction caught the attention of Jason Momoa, who portrayed the superhero in the films Justice League and Aquaman. Momoa FaceTimed with Danny and shared some of their conversation on his Instagram page. And the actor also sent Danny several gifts, including an Aquaman trident. The 42-year-old actor announced on his Instagram page he learned of Danny's death on Monday and that he would dedicate the upcoming Aquaman sequel to the boy. Back in June, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Marshfield unveiled a mural celebrating Danny's love of Aquaman, which depicts him with the superhero's iconic costume and trident alongside MoMA. A funeral mass for Danny will be held this morning at 10 a.m. at St. Christine's Church. Burial at Couch Cemetery on Union Street will follow. Attendees are still encouraged to wear colorful attire during the services. In lieu of flowers, the Sheehan family is asking that donations be made to Cops for Kids with Cancer. either by mail or online at the name of the police officer, Daniel Sheehan. The donations will be earmarked to assist Marshfield families struggling with the devastating impact of a childhood cancer diagnosis. I checked up business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 220 points. The NASDAQ dropped 22, and the S&P rose 10. Asian stocks were lower. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox snapped their losing streak last night with a 20-8 victory over Tampa Bay, their highest scoring game in 6 years. They'll play again at Fenway at 4:10 this afternoon, and it'll be a scorcher at Fenway Park. The National Weather Service forecast: hazy, hot, and humid. There is an excessive heat warning in effect today with a high of 96 and a feels-like temperature of over 105 degrees. Chance for an evening thunderstorm this evening, sultry, low of 73. Heat wave continues tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, a high of 94. Saturday, still very hot, chance of a storm, high 91. Much better on Sunday, sunny, at a high of 81 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southwest winds, high tide at 3 p.m. Sunrise, 5:48, sets at 7:48. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 12th.